Good morning. I think you can do better than that. Let's try again. Good morning. Yeah. Thanks. You guys are nice and awake this morning. As Karen said, I'm Desi Ash, and I'm the Clay Church Youth Minister. And I'm so excited to be here this morning. Today, we start off our series called Celebrate. We're going to be in the book of Acts, so we'll get there later. When I think of a party or a celebration, I think of two things. First, I think of good parties, and then I think of bad parties. Yeah, I know, what a way to start a message. But do we have any 9 or 10-year-olds in here this morning? Can you guys stand up, 9 or 10-year-olds? Yeah, okay, I have a question for you. Have you guys ever been to a pool party? You can say the answer out loud. Yes, all right, you guys have a seat, thank you. So, as you can guess, this bad party I've attended was a pool party. Now, if you can imagine, I was once a cheerleader around the age of 9 or 10, and here's this picture of me. It's kind of hard to see, but this isn't a cheerleading picture. I couldn't find one of those, but this is me with a friend at a dance competition. Now, I was around 9 or 10. We were celebrating the end of the cheer season. We had great competition, and our football team was amazing. So we celebrated with a pool party. Now, I was super excited to go, but super nervous because I wasn't a great swimmer. So we got there, we had cake, we had ice cream, we even had goodies, and then we got in the pool. First, we're all chilling out there in the shallow end. I'm feeling great. Then that one person decides it's time to go off the diving board. I was not excited, but everyone else was doing it, so I had to. So I go off the diving board in a simple, you know, like this kind of position because I'm super nervous. And I get to the bottom of the pool and I go back up. And all of a sudden, the next person decides, I'm going to jump off the pool. And they landed right on my shoulders, pushing me back down to the bottom of the pool. And it seemed like hours. I thought I was going to die. But now, as I look back, I was probably only there for like 30 seconds to a minute. But after that experience, I decided swimming and I were not a good match, and I didn't swim again until college. So, what about you? Have you experienced a bad party? I'll give you time to think about that. Now, in movies, bad parties usually end up with a surprise, and some late attender comes and ruins that surprise. Or maybe you've been to a party and no one acknowledges you. Or maybe you've been to a Halloween party, those are the best, and you come up in costume and you're super excited, and you walk in and it was a themed party and you're wearing the wrong costume. So what about you? Can anyone think of a bad party? Now, in Firehouse, we usually have the kids share a story or a response. So I would like someone this morning to come up here and share with the congregation a bad story. I'm being brave here. Come on, someone has to do it. Someone's been to a bad party. All right, while you keep thinking, because I'm going to get someone up here. Don't make me call on you. While you keep thinking, maybe your bad party was a high school or middle school dance. Hopefully not ruin this for you guys, you youth and kids. But you know, you always get to like that middle school, high school, end of the year dance, and it's super awkward. The girls stand on one side, the guys on the other, and they just stare at each other. Even if they can dance, they're just looking across the room. I want to dance, but no one else is dancing. Or there's that cute guy, but I'm too nervous to ask him. Awkward school dance. All right, someone has been to a bad party. Someone. Come on. I'll call on somebody. I really will. You don't believe me, but I will. Joe. Come on up here. I'm going to put you on the spot. All right, I need you to share a bad party experience.
All right, well, the middle school party that you perfectly described is basically the one I've been to, or I had a group of freshmen at my house, and it was one of the situations where everyone's mom had to drive them and also pick them up, and that's always an awkward situation and not super fun. So it's my bad party story there.
Thanks. Thank you, Joe. See, I told you I'd get someone up here. All right. So, you might be thinking, Desi, why are we talking about bad parties when that's kind of depressing? It's okay. We're going to be talking about a lot of good parties, too. But before we get there, let's pray. Dear God, we are so excited that we get to celebrate with you and have a party. We are so excited that we get to worship with you this morning through music and through word, through prayer and communion. God, continue to be with us this morning as we dive deep into your word. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So as I said earlier, we're going to be in the book of Acts. So if you want to grab your Bible or maybe you follow on the Bible app, you can pull out your phones. They should be silent. And follow along in Acts chapter 2. But before we get into the scripture, let me give you a little heads up. So Acts comes along. Jesus has died. He's resurrected. And now Acts chapter 1 tells us that he's going to send down his Holy Spirit. So Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and then filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Okay, now if this is a start to a party, it's a party I don't want to be at. Because all of a sudden, you know, we're just hanging out, having a great time, and something crazy happens. Now, if I was at this party, this is what I would be doing. God, please, please help me. Don't hurt me. Don't let anything bad happen. Please, please, please. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be scared out of my mind. I'd be like, what's going on? But the story doesn't end there. Peter stands up and he starts preaching to the crowds and he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for who all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourself from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and they added about 3,000 that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. And all the believers were together, and they had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together and were glad and had sincere hearts. Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Now, the party might have started off pretty crazy with me in the corner hunkered down, but now I'm excited. I want to be at this party. So, what exactly is going on? So everyone's hunkered down, violent winds, there's people speaking in weird languages, but Peter tells them what's going on. He's like, don't worry. He preaches this message, and the crowd feels at ease. They're like, oh, they have this turning bad feeling in their stomach. I don't know what to do now. I feel bad. And Peter goes, don't worry, repent and be baptized. And the good part of the party starts. So exciting. This is a party I want to be at. I want to be at a God party. I want to be at a God party because everyone is invited. It doesn't matter if your clothing is wrong or right. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you're on the ins or the outs. It does not matter, because God acknowledges all of us. And God parties are open to everyone. Now that's a party I want to be at. So what about you? What are you celebrating this morning? Because we are celebrating a lot. We want to know what you're celebrating, because we want to party with you. Maybe you have preschool graduations and you're excited about that. Maybe you have high school or college grads and you're excited about that. Maybe just being back with family and friends, whether you're in college or you've just come back after the winter season. There's so many things that we can celebrate. We can even celebrate the sun and the warmth that it brings, which we get off and on here in South Bend, Indiana. See, God is doing a lot through Clay Church. The external ministries have the Unity Garden, the food pantry, and the cafe, and the pantry. It's amazing. We are volunteering to serve in the morning to greet you and to treat you with coffee and treats. We have adults saying yes to work in the children's ministry over the summer. We have so much to be celebrating. So what about you? How can you be celebrating this morning? A party thrown by God is a party you don't want to miss out on. Like the people in Acts 2, there are meals and hanging out. More and more people come every day, and more people are invited and accept that invite. Now, this morning, we are celebrating our fifth graders. We're celebrating our high schoolers and our college grads. It's a party. And this party is also going to have kindergartners taking communion for the first time. That's a party. And even just communion itself is a party. How are you celebrating? Communion is a party. I mean, how else? Well, that's the biggest celebration there is outside of a God party. It's communion. This morning, it's so exciting. Church every Sunday should be a party, but especially when we take communion. Now, God parties are great. We can have them here every Sunday, but the most important part is that we need to invite everyone to a God party, just like they did in Acts 2. We need to be breaking bread together, eating together, inviting them to enjoy our God party. So I challenge you to think about how God is working through you. Share that with us so we can celebrate in your party, and invite someone next week to enjoy our party. Now that's a party.